Good evening. The makers of the new Rinso bring you the Amos and Andy Show with their guest tonight, Peter Lorre. To a lot of people, an auction sale is a very serious business. But to Andy, it's just another way of keeping himself occupied without resorting to that distasteful thing called work. Andy has just returned from one of these auctions now, and he's in his office talking to his friend Amos and the Kingfish.
So you've been at one of them auctions again, ain't you, son?
Yeah, but this time I done bought something.
What did you buy, Brother Andy?
I don't know, but I paid $5 for it.
Oh, $5?
Yeah.
How come you pay $5 for something that you don't know what is?
Well, Amos, you know how they works it at these auctions. You bids by nodding your head.
Uh-huh.
Well, the auctioneer man put this thing up just as I was dozing off, and he say, who'll bid $5? My head kind of dropped down. He say, you got it.
Yeah, and you done dozed yourself right out of $5 there. That's what you done.
Yeah. Hey, Lightning. Lightning, bring it right in here.
Yeah, what has he got there?
I'll help you with it, Lightning.
Set it right down here.
Just kind of steady it there for me, Miss Amos, if you will.
Okay, Lightning, you can go now.
You promised to pay me 50 cents for this, Miss Andy.
Yeah, well, send me an itemized statement of the whole business.
Miss Andy, you can't itemize one item.
Andy, you mean to say you paid $5 for that old steamer trunk? What is in it?
Well, that's what I don't know. You see, fellas, instead of going to one of them regular auctions, I went to one of them railroad auctions where they sell what they call unclaimed baggage.
Oh, yeah, and I know what you mean, where you don't know what's inside of nothing and neither do the railroad company.
Yeah, that's right. I ain't been able to open it yet because it's got them steel bands around it and... On top of that, it's locked, and there ain't no key for it.
Mm-hmm. Tell me this, Andy. Why did you buy something like that? You ain't got so much money that $5 don't mean nothing to you.
Wait a minute, though, Amos. You can't tell nothing yet till he opens the trunk. His whole future might be inside there.
Yeah, that's right, Amos. My whole future might be right in that steamer trunk. Who knows what's in there?
Well, it seems to me the thing to do then is to see what's inside the trunk.
Well, I don't know how we're going to get them steel bands off there and all that. I ain't got no tools for it.
Wait a minute, sir. How about taking the thing over to Fluky Harris's basement? He got a laboratory down there, you know, and he's an inventor, and he can most likely invent a way to open the trunk.
Yeah, come on, Kingfish. We'll carry it over there. Lightning, you stay here in the office and hold down the fort.
Yes, sir, Miss Andrew.
Because I'm going to be busy with this thing for a while, so... If anybody comes in with any business deals or anything, why, Lightning, you tell them that you don't know where I is. How are you coming there, Fluky?
I'm coming along pretty good with the thing, Miss Andy.
Listen, Fluky, we ain't paying you, for the time that you were spending on hammering your thumb there.
Yes, well, I think I got it here, fellas. All I got to do now is a little prying here. Yeah, there we is. That's got it.
Yeah, boy, that was some job.
Now, what about the lock?
Yeah, can you open that, Fluky?
Well, I'll try. Kingfish, look in my scientific equipment there in the box and see if you can find me a hairpin.
Oh, please pardon me. I say, please pardon me.
Yes, sir.
Is this Mr. Brown's office?
Did you want to see somebody?
Oh, I'm so sorry to have awakened you.
Oh, that's all right. I was going to wake up late anyhow.
Is this Mr. Andrew Brown's office?
Yes, sir. This is his office, but he ain't here right now.
My name is Peter Lorre.
I didn't get the name. Or what is it?